You're listening to SBS News.
At Beijing's Great Hall of the People, China's most important political event in decades has begun. The Communist Party National Congress is a week-long gathering held once every 5 years. And day one began with typical pomp and evocations of national pride. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang opened the proceedings.
The 20th National Congress of the Communist Party of China now officially begins.
There to set the agenda for the country's 1.4 billion people was President Xi Jinping. In front of 2,300 party delegates, President Xi's nearly 2 hours speech was wide-ranging and rich in Marxist ideology. He talked up China's achievements and his party's.
The 5 years since National Congress have been truly momentous and extraordinary. The Party Central Committee has pursued a strategy of national rejuvenation amid global changes of a magnitude not seen in a century and made major strategic plan for advancing the cause of the party and the country.
He promoted innovation, private enterprise and common prosperity, which he says are the foundations to build a modern socialist China. He claimed that China has eradicated poverty and emerged victorious over corruption and what he calls separatist interference in Hong Kong and Taiwan. To rousing applause, President Xi did not rule out using force to achieve his goal of reunification with Taiwan.
Resolving the Taiwan question is a matter for the Chinese, a matter that must be resolved by the Chinese. We will continue to strive for peaceful reunification with the greatest sincerity and the utmost effort, but we will never promise to renounce the use of force, and we reserve the option of taking all measures necessary. This is directly, solely at interference by outside forces and a few separatists seeking Taiwan independence, and their separatist activity is by no means targeted at our Taiwan compatriots.
The CCP's persistence with its COVID zero policy has put the country's economy under immense pressure. China remains the last country in the world trying to eradicate COVID-19, with tens of millions of people currently under part or full lockdowns. There were hopes the country's leaders would use the National Congress to bring in a change in direction. But President Xi floated no policy changes, instead talking up his government's record on managing the virus.
In responding to the sudden outbreak of COVID-19, we put the people and their lives above all else and tenaciously pursue a dynamic zero COVID policy. In launching an all-out people's war to stop the spread of the virus, we have protected the people's health and safety to the greatest extent possible.
The focus of the National Congress is the expansion of Xi's power, with CCP delegates almost certain to hand him a third term sometime this week. Xi Jinping did away with presidential term limits in 2018 and could now become China's longest-serving leader since Mao Zedong and possibly stay in the role for life. In this sense, the speech was an appeal to the safety and security of his leadership. Both words were mentioned more than 70 times. Hans Heinrichke from the University of Sydney says the speech was mostly predictable.
I think what he has given is the very broad message, and there are very few surprises in general terms. He's confirmed all the major policies. So he's confirmed his foreign policy, he's confirmed the policy towards Taiwan. He's confirmed, as you said, his economic policies and the common prosperity. So this is quite a conservative speech. where he's trying to make the point that whatever he has done in the previous years is crucial and will be continued.
The Congress will also elect the Communist Party's top leadership, with a major shake-up looming. Premier Li Keqiang, who manages the world's second-largest economy, is among those expected to be on their way out. The president may have alluded to this during the speech, with claims that he'd removed serious hidden dangers and strengthened leadership. It may be that President Xi will further consolidate power by manoeuvring his allies into key positions. Hans Heinrichke again.
In the end, all the core people will be decided upon and will be publicised immediately after the Congress. That is most likely on Sunday. Then we will have an idea on what the people are he is surrounding himself with. At the moment, we do not know whether these will be more on the conservative side or whether they will be reformers or economic reformers. With a track record, we simply do not know.
Victor Gao is from the Centre for China and Globalisation.
You are talking about a very, very profound, major personnel changes in China. The personality of different leaders at different levels do have major impact.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.